Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for storms. High of 84, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up on Friday evening last week, signing and vetoing multiple bills, even with the legislative session officially over for 2025. As KSNT News reports, that one of the biggest bills that Governor Kelly did sign on Friday evening included signing the bill that would protect state residents from artificial intelligence and AI sex crimes online. As according to the bill, they say that it would criminalize the possession, creation, and distribution of AI-generated child sexual abuse material, and would also require certain prior convictions to be considered when determining bond for those arrested for those offenses. The governor wrapped up the week also signing other bills as well into law, including House Bill 2125 that modifies the deadline for mailing property tax statements to taxpayers, House Bill 2289 that modifies certain requirements for the production and issuance of license plates in the state, and House Bill 2335 that adds maternity centers to the definition of healthcare providers for the purposes of healthcare provider insurance availability.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Are you passionate about trucks or Jeeps? Truck Stuff is hiring. We're looking for a sales professional and an aftermarket accessory installer to join our team. If you've got the drive, we'll provide the training to help you succeed. Plus, enjoy fantastic benefits like medical, dental, vision, and a 401k. Start a career with us today where trucks meet talent. You can apply online at truckstuffks.com or come see us at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Emergency management departments around the state of Kansas say they are preparing for storm season across the state of Kansas, but many counties, however, say they do not have tornado shelters in their communities due to the size of their counties and the population that's spread out too thinly. As KSNT News reports, according to the Emergency Management Assistant Director in Riley County, they say in Riley County there are no public tornado shelters, as having a community of over 70,000 people spread over more than 650 square miles would be nearly impossible to create storm shelters for everyone. According to county officials around the state of Kansas, they say that, quote, unmonitored shelters can become targets for vandalism or misuse, and keeping them clean, stocked, and safe for public use would represent a significant undertaking for any jurisdiction. The emergency management director for Lyons County also said they do not have any public tornado shelters and said it would be challenging for local governments to set up those shelters, saying there are numerous challenges to obtain that capability. Some of those include funding to build and maintain hardened structures, ensuring 24/7 access to the public, and staffing requirements.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts from the state of Nebraska wrapped up last week going to Kearney, Nebraska, holding a town hall meeting at the Unes Conference Center and offering constituents opportunities to learn about what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the ongoing protests from Democrats across the state asking about cuts from the Trump administration and the Department of Government Efficiency.
I want to know when you and the other Republicans in Congress are going to step up to the president, or stand up against the president, and say some of these cuts are too much.
Are we going to talk to the administration? The answer is yes. I've already done it on things like tariffs. So, for example, when he first announced his tariffs, I had conversations with a number of cabinet members about, hey, here's how it's going to impact Kawasaki and Lincoln. They employ a lot of people. It's a $100 million impact. If they lay off people, that's a problem.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he also talked about issues like the ongoing reconciliation process.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th. The grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will accept bids for demolition of a county-owned property in Marysville at 108 South 13th Street. The house across the street east of the jail was purchased as jail options were considered. Demolition bids are due May 5th. Commissioners unanimously approved a resolution at last week's meeting appointing Tammy Antoine as Marshall County Appraiser to fill out the term expiring June 30th, 2025, and heard a presentation on first quarter results of a new county health plan with a number of comments regarding the prescription plan portion. Exterior work on the Washington County Courthouse is to begin this week, including power washing. Marysville Public Library with Blue Valley Technologies will offer a program on smartphone apps Tuesday evening at 5:30. Presentation will include ideas for entertainment and efficiency for both iPhone and Androids. Public is welcome to attend this free event Tuesday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library. River Valley Extension District will host an introduction to estate planning in Palmer Tuesday evening, designed to help individuals and families understand the basics of managing assets and making informed legal decisions for the future. The workshop will cover wills, trust, power of attorney, and health care directives. The event Tuesday evening begins at 6 at St. Paul's Lutheran Parish Hall at Palmer. Pre-registration is requested. Contact the Washington County Extension Office, 785-325-2121. River Valley District Horticulture will discuss how to take advantage of small spaces by using raised beds and or container gardens growing vegetables and flowers. Wednesday evening, 5:30 till 6:30 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Please RSVP at the Washington Extension Office, 785-325-2121. Marshall County Tourism accepting grant applications for the 2025 events, brochure, and website development. Event grants may be used toward additional promotion and advertising for community events to be held in Marshall County this year and should be used to increase participation and tourism. Brochure and website grants may be used toward development and implementation of these means to further promote tourism at sites throughout Marshall County. Applications due by May 1st. Contact Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids or Bruce Dierking at Marysville. Marysville Community Foundation President Jeff Christ was our public affairs guest this past weekend, commenting on the annual Pony Up Match Day coming up Friday.
Well, last year, between the match money, the donations online and live and walk-in donations, and the Patterson Family Foundation match, our total day of giving was $540,555. And so one of the goals, and this year, last year we had 56 organizations participate. This year we have 61 organizations participate. And I guess one of the goals is to raise more money for those nonprofit organizations in our community. Another goal would be that to increase the number of individual donors. So those people who do not know what Pony Up Marysville Match Day is or have never participated, I would encourage them to go to our website, ponyupmarysville.com, and they can read all about the 2025 Pony Up Marysville Match Day on May 2nd.
Wilma Schrock, age 91, of rural Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral Monday, 9 a.m. at Jerry Schrock residence. Burial in the Marshall County Amish Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wilma Schrock. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a Polish dog, seasoned mashed potatoes, kraut, mixed veggies, and applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken teriyaki with rice, peas, and melon mix. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely into Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms still continue into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some scattered showers are possible into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s. And more rain showers may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain possible on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 94. The average low 47, record low 27 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:32. 68 degrees this hour, the latest from the National Weather Service. Chance of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon into the evening hours. Large hail damaging winds, tornadoes possible. This would include primarily the eastern third of Kansas and Nebraska, again developing late today into tonight. Added chances for late tonight, still some uncertainty on the exact track. They're kind of pushing this a little bit further east as time develops. Thunderstorms, though, may develop after midnight along a cold front in east-central Kansas. Strong to severe thunderstorms should move out of the region early on Tuesday. So be advised, threat of potential weather developing later today. Of course, in the event of severe weather, tune to KNDY on air online and on our mobile app. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 28th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
To the wall these final days of April. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Four games in the NBA yesterday, and all four series are now 3-1. That includes the Knicks and Pistons. Detroit's Tim Hardaway Jr. tries to get off a shot at the end. No foul called. The Knicks hang on for a one-point win and a 3-1 series lead. After the game, the officiating crew admitting that looking at the video, a foul should have been called.
I get it. You're mad about the last play. But at the end of the day, we are all at this moment enjoying the postseason. All the old heads are enjoying the postseason because of the physicality, because the refs have swallowed their whistle. It seems like they're allowing hand-checking and things to that nature and letting the game be decided by the players.
ESPN's Kendrick Perkins. Knicks take a 3-1 series lead. They can close it out in Game 5 on Wednesday. Timberwolves and Lakers also came down to the final possession. Wolves win it by 3, 116-113. Minnesota's up 3-1 in the series. Celtics can close out the Magic tomorrow. Boston with a 3-1 series lead. After a 107-98 win yesterday, Jason Tatum 37 in the win over Orlando. Pacers up 3-1 on the Bucks. Indy a 26-point win yesterday in Game 4 as Milwaukee sees Damian Lillard go down in the first quarter. He'll have an MRI today, but the team is fearing an Achilles injury. Games tonight, two of them. Cavs go for a sweep of the Heat in Miami. And Jimmy Butler is eyeing a return for Game 4 with the Warriors. On the ice, Capitals and Hurricanes, each with 5-2 wins yesterday. Both Washington and Carolina up 3-1 in their respective series. Blues beat the Jets 5-1. That series is now tied at 2. Oilers even their series with the Kings at 2 games apiece. Edmonton rally and beat LA 4-3 in overtime. Baseball, Phillies win the Sunday night game, topping the Cubs in 10 innings at Wrigley. Reds top the Rockies for a fourth straight win. Dodgers 9-2 over the Pirates. Yankees sweep a pair from Toronto.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures point to a lower opening as traders wait for some key reports on the economy. The so-called Magnificent Seven, including Meta, Microsoft, and Apple, all report their quarterly earnings this week. The major stock indexes rounded out a down week with slight gains on Friday. The Dow Jones picked up 20 points to finish the trading week slightly above 40,000. The S&P rose 0.75%. The NASDAQ Composite added 1.25%. China is reportedly easing some of its tariffs on American goods. The Wall Street Journal says Beijing is quietly waiving most of the 125% tariffs on some imports, including medical products, aviation parts, and equipment to make computer chips. With proms, weddings, and Mother's Day looming, the nation's florists have another concern: tariffs. Colombia, Canada, and Ecuador are all leading suppliers of flowers to the U.S. Those countries now face tariffs from the Trump administration. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as we start off a whole new week here, we are getting closer to when we could start seeing some harvest of winter wheat across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region. Still about a month out or so with that. But from the past week of having some heavy precipitation across the Mid-America region, what's some of the conditions of winter wheat in the state of Kansas? According to farmers and brownfieldagnews.com, showing that central Kansas farmers say that winter wheat is looking really good so far, saying, quote, that they're blessed to have good rainfall in November, and the wheat was in the ground up and at that time responding. As according to the latest crop progress and condition reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they show that winter wheat in the state of Kansas overall has been pegged at near 43% good to excellent. They also say that nearly half of the crop in the state has been jointed, 12% above the five-year average. At the same time, with farmers trying to get other crops into the ground now for the springtime during all of this rain and precipitation across the Mid-America region, we did get a recap of what corn looked like across the nation wrapping up last week.
On April 25th, 2025, grain traders reported that South Korean Cocopia has purchased approximately 60,000 metric tons of food-grade corn at a price of $257.30 per metric ton, with delivery scheduled around August 10th of this year. However, Iran's state grain buyer has struggled to make significant purchases, having reportedly bought only 60,000 metric tons of feed barley, while showing no activity for their feed corn and soy meal tenders this week.
That according to QT News, where they say that many in the grain markets especially have been looking at some of the volatility in the international trade dynamics, with domestic trade agricultural conditions playing a crucial role in shaping some of those outlook that growers and investors are looking at for the upcoming weeks as more of that seed gets into the ground here across the Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Stripe rust is one of the major wheat diseases that growers might have to deal with during the growing season. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre discusses if this issue is something that wheat growers are likely to see in their field when scouting this year.
Some good news is that the disease risk in Kansas for stripe rust remains very low across the state, right? So that's the high level message, right? If you hear nothing else, it's that we still have low risk for stripe rust being a big problem in Kansas this year.
She explains the major contributors of striped rust moving north from Texas.
Conditions in Texas were very dry over the winter, right? So not very conducive for striped rust development. And we didn't get reports out of Texas of striped rust until a little bit later, right? Late March. And levels remained low there just because the weather conditions were pretty dry in Texas. So that's the first piece of good news. And that's the first thing that indicated that we probably would have a lower striped rust year here in Kansas. The other big piece is that striped rust has been very quiet in the southern Great Plains, right? So we had heard a report of very low levels of striped rust in southwest Oklahoma. Right. But that's the first report I've even heard out of Oklahoma. Right. And that's very late for us.
Striped rust is still of interest to producers. However, upon recording, she notes her concern or lack thereof.
We have a rule of thumb where if striped rust is detected in Kansas before April 15th, it's usually an indicator that it could be a bad year in Kansas. But here we are. It's late April. We have not detected striped rust in Kansas, so there's just a low chance that it's going to be able to catch up to us at this point in crop development. So I wouldn't be surprised if we do find some late season striped rust. We'll certainly keep scouting. We do, again, have conditions for striped rust, but the chance that we're going to have a big outbreak and yield-limiting striped rust is getting lower and lower every day as we move into the season and into flag leaf, right? So it'd be a good idea to keep scouting, of course. We always suggest scouting your fields, watching the weather, watching reports, but all the signs are indicating now that it will be a low striped rust year in Kansas.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with details about striped rust in wheat for 2025. Learn more about striped rust by going to agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Before the modern food age, the first spring greens of the season were a big deal. All about the tradition of spring tonics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. Jay Leno shares a birthday with entertainer Ann Margaret. Early settlers were firm believers in tonics made from the early greens of spring. They may have been on to something. We've since learned that they're packed with all kinds of beneficial vitamins and nutrients. To concoct your own tonic, dandelion greens may be your easiest bet. When boiled, the kettle water is full of water-soluble vitamins. Or simply toss a few greens into your next salad. Another favorite tonic was made from sassafras. If you have access to sassafras saplings, you can brew tea from the roots or the leaves. Just one word of caution, be sure any vegetation you gather hasn't been treated with fertilizer or pesticides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Good morning, Dennis and Riggs with Vietra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, a 10:30 start, and if the clouds don't fall out of the air with the humidity, we should get some rain, but we'll see what happens here today on this Monday morning. Well, 10:30 start, high noon is the hay department, and let's talk about the consignments here this morning. We will start off with three black and black baldy bull and heifer calves, guys, coming off the cows. Now, we certainly could have a few more as we've got some cow calves. We've got some cows that are bred back and that type thing. So kind of an interesting day here. We also have three black Angus long yearling breeding bulls that were born in January. The birth weights on the bulls are 66, 70, and 74. We've got the EPDs on them. Good-looking bulls that come in here yesterday, guys. Got some thickness, got some length and all. Square-butted, nice bulls, depth of rib. So come up and check out the Jay Gertis bulls with a semen test of March 10th. We also have one black balancer first calf family, a black balancer three-week-old bull calf at side. We have two black Angus first calf bred heifers bred black Angus due May, June also. And the light calves, guys, there's going to be about nine of those 300-pound calves, certainly, black and red coming off the cow. And then additionally to the listings that we have, there's about 30 head of those smaller groups. A majority of those cattle are in that 3 to 450 weight. So if you're looking for lightweight calves, certainly come up and see us here today. 21 black baldy steering heifers coming off the cow, and a Baker calves out of Seneca. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. The Burnett cattle out of Steiner, 8 black bulls coming off the cow at 450. Don Mitchell out of Fairbury's got 22 black really good steering heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter. Steuben Dick out of Palmyra's got a handful of good 5 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Sherman out of DeWitt's, 28 black bull and heifers, February weighing 5 to 650. Rademacher at Odell, 8 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 650. Lallister Ranch out of Martell, 7 black bulls, 7 to 750. So certainly give us a call. Alicia, Denny Rick, Brian Ryan Slim at 223-3571. Also at 12 o'clock noon, we'll get in the hay department and the small squares, 10 third cut out of Kansas. We've got the good Brome at 140. We've got the good Kansas Prairie at 60. And we've got 20 straw also. In the big round department, there's 228 bales. In the round alfalfa, it is entirely fourth cut. They range from 17 and a quarter to 20, 37, and there's 40 of them fourth cut. In the prairie department, there's 35 bales ranging up to 1,451. Also in that brome department, there is a total of 50. They're weighing that 1,577 to 1,595. Incidentally, we do have 8 brome second cut that looks pretty nice. Also, in the round grass, there is a total of 44 bales. Round corn stalks, 15. In the orchard alfalfa, there's 8. In the CRP, that looks pretty good, there's 18 bales. In the round rye, there is 10 at 1360, and the hay will sell at 12 o'clock noon.
Again, Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. 731 from KNDY. It's 68 degrees, very humid outside, and that humidity may combine with a dry line and cold front moving in late today, tonight, to prompt some thunderstorms. Some could be severe. Still waiting the exact track to kind of push it back. More severe weather off to our east and north. If that continues, maybe in the clear, but want to be aware of the development of thunderstorms late today, tonight. Should be out of the region by early Tuesday, they're saying. High side, middle 80s today. Very, very unusual by late April standards with average high temperatures around 70. That's where we settle in for the rest of this week.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plant. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays and Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Local sports in the week ahead. Monday, Valley Heights softball and baseball at Donovan West. Frankfort baseball at Blue Valley. Marysville softball and baseball at Clay Center Tuesday. Wednesday, Valley Heights softball and baseball will host Onega. On Monday, Marysville High Boys Golf at Concordia, then at Clay Center Thursday. Tuesday, Marysville Boys Tennis at Heston with the NCKL League meet at Marysville Friday starting at 3. Tuesday, Marysville High track teams at Clay Center. Marysville track meet is here Friday.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
Donations made to CMH Foundation through the Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be designated towards priority needs. We invite you to partner with us during this event and see the impact your gift can make to support rural healthcare. Funds raised will be used towards updating hospital equipment and allow CMH to continue to provide top quality healthcare services for our community.
Hi, this is Ben Thrum with the Marysville High School Alumni Association. On Friday, May 2nd, we're asking you to pony up Marysville and help us raise $4,000 for dual credit scholarships. These scholarships help Marysville students take college classes while still in high school. And thanks to donors like you, we've already seen more students enroll who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity. You made that possible. And with your help again this year, we can keep that momentum going. Give online all day at ponyupmarysville.com or in person from 7 to 4 at the Helvering Center. Let's keep showing up for our students. Pony up on May 2nd.
For nearly 50 years, RSVP of Northeast Kansas has empowered volunteers 55 and older to provide life-changing services, free tax help, Medicare counseling, and meals for those in need. But now, we face a critical moment. For the first time ever, our federal funding was not renewed. With your generous donations, we can keep our programs running through the end of the year. Make a difference and donate on Match Day.
The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds toward museum materials, exhibit displays, signage, display cases, mannequins, and archive storage containers to protect donations and artifacts not currently on display. Your contribution allows the Historical Society to continue their mission of sharing Marshall County's heritage with our future generations.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
KNDY.